In Northwest News from KPLU, 2015 was filled with a lot of highs and lows for Seattle sports fans. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal breaks them down. Art, let's start with your three worst outcomes of the year.
Number three on my list is the Sounders' finish. The way the Sounders finished the season was mortally aggravating to their fans because for the seventh year they made the playoffs, and for the seventh year they didn't even get to the MLS Cup championship. The problem was that at midseason they had a terrible slump, never fully recovered, added a whole bunch of new players. They weren't ready to be a dominant team, got ousted by Dallas, and then the worst thing happened as far as Sounders fans are concerned. The Varmint Timbers in Portland won the MLS Cup.
Well, speaking of long and painful seasons, that was the case for Mariners fans as
well. That's my number two. They were just inert for most of the season, especially given the high expectations that came out of spring training when the Mariners looked like they had good pitching, good bullpen, and good hitting. They never were able to engage on all three elements of the game for a sustained time. And, of course, it cost Jack Cerenzik his job as general manager, Lloyd McClendon as manager, and I have to say, it was deserved.
So your worst outcome of the year is something that Seahawks fans may be trying to put out of their minds, but just can't.
It is the play that cannot be unseen, because it will be shown forever and ever. The final offensive play of the Super Bowl was the interception that Russell Wilson made when he was trying to throw an ill-designed and ill-timed pass. And losing the Super Bowl in that way has left a scar that just will never go away. But it has seemed to inspire the Seahawks for the quest for the lost yard.
All right, so let's turn to your three best outcomes of 2015.
Number three for me is the purge of the Mariners. This is something that I think is going to be very intriguing. I'm not going to suggest that fans get all lathered up like they were last spring. But it is possible to be intrigued with all the moves made by GM Jerry DePoto. There's so many of them, and it's almost incomprehensible. I think the potential upside is better than the downside.
Well, your number two is really a regional win.
Yes, I was very impressed with Chambers Bay, just outside of Tacoma, hosting the U.S. Open, the 115th version, the first time this big event has been to the Northwest. And Jordan Spieth, the new young phenom of the golf world, won the tournament. Very exciting, and I think Tacoma, Pierce County, and the whole region did itself proud by staging, I think, what was a wonderful golf tournament.
Okay, so your best outcome of 2015 is in direct contrast to your worst outcome of 2015.
Right, it was the game before the Super Bowl. The NFC Championship between the Seahawks and the Packers was just the most preposterous, absurd outcome that I think I've ever been around as far as covering football. That was when the Seahawks were down 16-0 at the clink to the Packers, and they came back from that deficit, starting with what I call a fat guy touchdown. The Seahawks were attempting a field goal when holder John Ryan threw to Gary Gilliam a tackle, and he scored a touchdown. That started a cascade of events like I've never seen before. It forced an overtime, and then Russell Wilson hit Jermaine Kearse on a touchdown pass to win the game. It was really a special moment, and I hope Seahawk fans keep that in mind and probably put the next game they had a little bit to rest and marginalize that in your nightmares.
All right, Art, thanks. Well, we will look ahead next week to 2016.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.